In the still of the night.
What can I tell you?
As I gaze out of my window.
Fine.
I'm right.
Fine.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
It misfired.
How's your tummy?
Not good. But that had nothing to do with that.
No, but I mean, how is your... No, that was the way your cheeks got red. I was curious. Is your tummy doing all right?
All right is not the word.
Well, I mean,
it's
give us an
good.
Update, for Christ's sake. I'm just trying to ask. I'm trying to be nice.
I feel crampy and whatnot.
Really?
Yeah, down lower. Something? Yes, I am. Three times a day. Huge capsule.
Oh, wow. Well, that's the problem.
No. They should help.
All right, turn off Frank for a second.
I might have skipped him last night.
Is this, incidentally, the Where Are You calls are standing by. We've got everybody from New Mexico to Meta Vista and Mississippi, which I always like to get a call from Mississippi, Tony.
Me too.
Mississippi's always so much
fun. As you can imagine.
Where Are You calls. Got room for, I think, two more on the line here, 877-365-3636. Well, I mean, is this like, are you having like a recurrence of your problem?
It's ongoing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I sometimes see colors that are wrong.
Oh, man.
Sorry,
are you
buddy?
Seeing
That's
a lot of colors? Well, see, he's had this problem
for
some time.
Yeah, but this has been ongoing for over a year.
All right, as far as bad days go, how would this, on a scale of 1 to 10,
good.
1 being the, you know, the worst day you've ever had. No, I'll make it 10 being the worst day you've had.
Okay.
1 being, you know, I'm having
Perfect.
A great day. Where are we on today's show?
This is like 8-ish.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, I've not eaten today. My stomach hurts all day.
Now, will you wake up tomorrow and have a different day, or I mean,
Hopefully.
Does this go on?
I mean, I take the medicine 3 times a day.
Poor thing.
And I don't know. I'm just drinking water today. I'm not eating today.
Well, there I was wanting to give you all that crap, and now I just want to put a cool cloth.
I'll
on
show
your
you.
Forehead.
I'll show you the crap.
Are you in pain?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Like cramped.
Discomfort.
Now, let me ask you: Have we said what it is?
Yeah. It's colitis. Ulcerative colitis.
Colitis.
Yeah.
He hates
I forget
to say
the. I forget the word ulcerative.
It's
ulcerative colitis.
That means bleeding.
Would like eating...
Look at how happy Buzz is.
Yeah, sure.
Buzz is like doing cartwheels.
Excuse me.
Would
Buzz
eating
goes, it's bleeding.
A diet like what Buzz has? Because you eat a lot of fiber and stuff, right?
He may be at the point, and I'm not a doctor, although I play one on the radio, he may be at a point that that's too much fiber. I don't know.
He needs talked about this before, Tony. He's on actually a very specific diet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He only eats one thing when his stomach comes back online. Fiberglass insulation.
Really? Do you know what I do best with? Is meat and bread.
Yeah. Okay, meat and bread.
If I keep the diet simple. Last night.
With eggs on top, right?
Last night, Carrie made tacos. Perhaps a bad move.
Ooh. Well, see, that's the whole thing.
Taco shell is bread-like.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's meat.
You've been consulted on by a nutritionist on what you're supposed to eat, right?
And, I talked to the doctor.
Has the doctor talked to you about, like, a diet and stuff?
What the doctor says is everybody's different. Find your triggers and stay
that's
away
wrong.
From them.
I think that's wrong. I think you got
to
find a nutritionist to help
you. Go to a nutritionist. He's right. Yeah.
All right. But
I want to walk into a nutritionist's office.
But that's
start licking their lips.
All right. Angry Rob. Rob, are you ready to play?
Yeah, let's begin.
Let's play Where Are You? The most unusual place will win $100. I like it when you're all ragged out.
I'm in Rob's
it's
colon.
A new, it's
yeah, it's
a, you
fun,
know,
isn't it?
Well, it is for me. I allow it to happen now, and I'm enjoying it.
Use me, baby.
Bring it on, Rob.
Use me.
I like tampon, Rob. All right. Let's go to Chance in New Mexico. Buzz, you going to keep track of these for us?
Absolutely.
Chance in New Mexico. And Buzz, I'll just chuck them if they're not any good.
Gotcha.
Where are you, Chance?
I'm on a 1,000-foot guy cable tower in Rimcom, New Mexico.
You're 1,000 feet above the ground?
I'm 1,000 feet above the ground.
And what are you doing up there?
I'm switching out some MHAs for AT&T wireless.
Are those like the big power lines that we see?
1,000 feet
big towers,
can't be right.
Yes, sir.
That would be 100 stories in the air.
Rob says you're lying.
So there's something like the Empire State Building in the middle of New Mexico?
He's lying.
Are you lying?
Negative.
Well, why are you saying 1,000 feet?
Because that's about how high I am.
That's about how high it is.
Half climb up to the top.
How high is the tower?
An hour and a half climb up to the top?
I'm up top.
I don't think he's lying.
1,000 feet, it can't be.
Well, maybe he's saying 1,000 feet, kind of like speaking figuratively. You're not talking exactly 1,000 feet, right, Chance?
Well, the tower is 1,000 feet. I'm probably 40 feet from the top.
Well, wait a minute. He could be. We
it's
have
possible.
A tower in the back of our station that's, you know, got to be hundreds of feet.
Yeah, Chance, I'm going to put you on hold. Rob has a sour stomach, okay? I'm going to put you on hold. There.
Don't blame it on me that he lied.
I am. He is not lying. You because take some Pepto-Bismol and start being nicer to the callers.
We flew to New Mexico and built the Chrysler building in the middle of the desert.
All right, shut
so
up.
So this stain could climb.
Shut up. I wish I had your microphone. You know, Don warned me about one thing.
I know.
Amy from Gainesville.
You love it when I'm sick.
I don't love it. Amy from Gainesville.
Laughing at my funeral.
Where are you? Amy. Amy is gone. Amy's not there. I'm sorry. JT, this is the guy that called and wanted to play the oddest place game. JT, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. What's going on?
Hi, JT. You're calling. What part of Mississippi are you calling from?
Outer Banks, Mississippi.
Outer Banks of Mississippi?
Outer Banks, sure. Sorry.
No, hold on a second. The Outer Banks, they don't have the Outer Banks in Mississippi.
Outer Banks.
What?
Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Olive Branch.
I didn't understand you, JT. I apologize. JT, all right, where are you right now?
I'm sitting out here by our fishing hole. I'm noodling for catfish.
Is noodling where you, like, reach down into the hole and pull the cat?
Hey.
We got, like, tree stumps out in the water.
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry.
That's a pretty good one.
I saw this on the TV.
There you have it.
Do you guys seriously know what this guy's doing?
No.
Okay. Sorry. This is a finalist, and I'm going to tell you why. Noodling for catfish. I watched this. These guys go out into the river, and they're on the riverbank. They get covered with mud, and the way they get the catfish is that they reach down into a tree stump where these massive catfish live, and they just reach where that's okay. You kid us not. We're going to let it catch you. So you had a whopper. Then what happened? Oh.
Oh, did everybody hit?
Oh, come on.
No. That's too many hands.
Come on.
No.
Who did that? Really? Who did that? You're the one that hits it, and why did eight people do it?
This I can't answer.
Jesus Christ. How long does it take to ramp up?
A day and a half.
That is unacceptable, guys. Yeah. Really. We have one person hit it. Let one person hit it with the delay, because the guy, and you know what? I could hardly understand that he had said the S word.
It was
word
tough
too.
To understand, but it was right. There.
This thing, and I'm sorry to get upset about that, but Rob's stomach hurts. Here's the deal.
Again?
Noodling is it's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. These guys are so covered with mud.
Why are they covered in mud?
Because they're on the riverbank, Tony. What they're doing is they're coming up along the riverbank where these stumps in deadfall, I guess the big catfish live there. And they reach in, and they let the catfish bite them, and they pull these giant. I watched it. I saw it. It's actually true.
Are they muddy for camouflage, or do you just get muddy in the course
you
of doing it?
You get muddy. You're on a riverbank, for Christ's sake.
Because it's not like they were putting the mud on.
Yeah, that's no, what I thought. No, they're digging in. They're digging in the wallowing
noodling
in the swamp. They're in the filth. They're in the mud. It's
there
terrible.
There has to be a way to do it without getting bitten, I would think.
I'm going to ask this guy if we get him back. JT, are we ramped up
yet,
Rob? How long before we're going to be effing ramped up?
Give me a moment.
Now, how long do you figure?
Oh, we're back.
All right. JT, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
It bites you. The catfish actually bites your hand, right?
Yeah, and you grab them by their gills and just yank them right out of there.
You grab them by their gills and you pull them back up. All right, but you had a whopper. Finish your story because you said the S word and everybody hit the delay simultaneously.
Yeah, sorry about that. No,
that's right.
I had a whopper and there was a snapping turtle in there and it got my pinky, man.
Did he get it for real? You don't have a pinky?
Hey, I don't have a pinky.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I'm going to put you on as a finalist.
That's good.
JT, stay on hold. You could be the big winner today, okay?
All right, I appreciate that.
I swear to God, I hope I've done. Have I done a proper job of explaining noodling?
We got it from the
noodling
internet.
For catfish. It is absolutely the most whacked out thing.
Look at the size of this catfish. It's as big as the guy. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Wow.
And it's using your fingers as bait.
It's incredible. Wow. Let's go to
Mike. I've done that.
Mike in Meta Vista, California. Buzz. Mike, where are you?
Yes, sir. I'm at 1,800 feet.
You're at 1,800 feet.
You're on the space shuttle.
What are you doing?
On the space shuttle. No, I'm in Meta Vista, California.
Okay.
And I'm in a JetBlue bathroom.
Hold on a second, Rob. I didn't hear what he said. Hold on. And Mike, what?
I'm in an Indian graveyard.
Yeah.
And I'm praying with the spirits. And one just came up and bit me.
Okay, thanks a lot. And he waited.
And I wrote all that down.
He waited 22 minutes for that.
I like Buzz was writing it all down.
He waited 22 minutes. All right.
Worth it.
Let's go to Chris. Chris in Stockton. Chris, you're on the air. Where are you?
Was on top of my boyfriend, and now I'm sitting in my car smoking a cigarette.
Lights out.
I'll put you on hold, too.
There's more noodling going
on.
I'm sorry.
Now I think I got everybody here. Hold on. I'm going back to JT. I'm going back. JT, are you there? JT?
Oh, maybe. Don't tell me.
Maybe a catfish guy.
Nothing graphic was said there.
Nothing graphic.
No, no. No, I don't. No.
Hello, JT.
We've got phones.
Do we really?
Yeah, it's just JT that's not there.
Oh, we lost JT. He's a noodler. We got to get him back on the line. Hold on. Who do we else? Who else do we have here? Wow. Chance from New Mexico. You there?
Hey, how's it going?
Chance, you were 1,000 feet up in the air?
I'm about 40 feet from 1,000, yeah.
40 feet from 1,000. Guess what? I'm going to make you a finalist, too. JT's the big winner, but you were 1,000 feet in the air. I believe it. You're going to get $100 for Where Are You, okay?
Yeah.
And sorry about all the delays. And you know, what happened here is, you know, everybody pushes the delay button as soon as some guy says the S word, mm-hmm. and it gets confused. And that's why JT, I do believe, was a legitimate noodler, and somehow we lost him. If we get him back on the line, he will also win $100. But Chance, from New Mexico, you win $100 on Where Are You, okay?
Excellent. Right on.
Congratulations, brother. Thanks a lot for playing the game. And that was fun. I enjoyed
that. That was good.
But I'm very disappointed. The guy that I wanted to win, the noodler, we lost him. He's not there anymore. I hope he calls back.
And this was educational. I never heard of catfish noodling.
Oh, we got him. Hold on. There he is.
He won't be dialing with his pinky.
JT.
Yeah.
What happened, man?
Hey, sorry about that, man. I'm not getting the best reception out here.
What?
You're a good man. I like that. Yeah. Well, JT, you are the big winner on Where Are You for noodling for catfish in the mud.
That's awesome, you win, man. That's right.
You win $100, and thanks for listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, I'm a big fan, man. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot. I'm going to put you on hold, and thanks for playing the
good
game.
Man.
We do appreciate that. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeesh. He's calling us on a tin can and a rope.
That was so cool. I'm so glad you saw a picture of it, Tony.
Yeah,
it was great.
Look at that. Look at the size of that fish.
Look at that thing.
Will $100 buy a prosthetic pinky?
I don't know. Oh,
not a good
God.
One. Look at that son of a bitch.
I mean, these guys, they don't care, and they get injured because, I mean, these catfish have these spikes that are on the back of their dorsal fin that they can stick you. They can stick you right
stick
good
you real
with,
good.
And they all look like this guy in the picture. Put a picture, Beth Ann, of that guy catfish noodling up on our website. Go to WJFK.com and check it out. You'll love that. We will be back with our final buzz. And, Tony, can you hang in for one buzz segment?
Sure,
or
I would love to.
One buzz segment, one more.
I love the buzz
segment.
Because
we haven't even talked to you about your life and what you're doing.
That's fine.
I want to get into that and want to find out about that big catfish noodling trip you took last year. We'll be back with the big show right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello?